Good morning and praise the Lord. It's Tuesday, May 6th, the year of our Lord, 2014. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful, fresh, brand new day. Another day that we have the opportunity to rejoice and to praise our Lord and Savior, to live for Him, to breathe in the fresh and the newness of His grace and mercy today, to exhale the praise and the joy and the light that He has afforded us for this day. Once again, thank you for joining us. You're dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus, a ministry of Newark Gospel Tabernacle on the Maximum Radio Network. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next few minutes, and together we will journey into prayer. And I have great news. Number one, it's a new day. That's great news right there. And we want to thank God for his continued favor and grace. We do apologize for yesterday. Our program connections were down. And during the day on yesterday, we worked through the issues that pertain to that. It has reaped us the success that we're enjoying this morning, that we were able to connect. Our sound is clear. These things happen from time to time. It's very technical, and it's very leading and cutting edge in terms of its technology, and so it can get sometimes a little bit out of whack, but it's inspect today, everything is working fine. Well, I hope you have a praise report, because God is moving and he is fully operational, and his line is never down. His doors are never closed for any reason, and so he is consistently working in our lives and through our lives and for our lives, for his honor and his glory. So I trust that you can recall what he has done and what he's doing and what he's saying to you. So please prepare your praise report so that we can give him the glory and shame the adversary. We can encourage our own hearts and the hearts of all of our team members or prayer team members today, and those that are streaming our program far and wide across the earth. Well, I have a praise report, and it has to do with the fact that last week and prior to that, we prayed for the event where our leadership and myself went away, or would go away, that's what we prayed for, and we went away to kind of just be in the mountains and kind of sink into a sense of God's creation, his majesty and his might, and perhaps even hear his voice. And so we did that successfully last Thursday and Friday into Saturday, and it was rich in depth. We were quite planted among the creation. We were quiet. We were away from the hustle and the bustle of the inner city, and all of that brings with it. And so I believe that we heard a little deeper, a lot clearer of the Lord and from the Lord. And so we returned, I believe, I'm refreshed, and I trust that that was the case with everyone else, that we were advanced. And that is so wonderful, because now we are placed and are in position to execute and to do all the things that God would have us do, and do so boldly and with courage. So we thank God for his grace in giving us an advance. Normally you would call that a retreat, but if it's a retreat where there's no advance, well, it's just an outing. So we endeavored and aspired to have more than an outing. We wanted to advance, and I believe God has done that. Your lines are open, and thank you for your faithfulness. I mean, you are just sticking with us through all of the ups and downs of the prayer adventure on which we are endeavoring to walk in and follow as we follow the Lord. And since we have started our prayer cast, God has richly blessed it because it was born of Him. And we had never done anything like this previously, so we didn't have any experience and know what to do, except that I believed, I felt the leading of the Lord, and it was the will of the Lord that we would do this. Well, lo and behold, we did it. And so we're over 1 year later. Last month was 1 year, and we have touched people for the cause of Christ all around the world. And we've encountered the good, the bad, and the ugly as well, but we have the victory at all times. So we thank God for you, for taking the journey with us, and I trust that you are being blessed and that you're experiencing the growth that comes to people who persist in prayer. And so today we are focusing on persistence in prayer because it is powerful. And there's a scripture in the second chapter of Isaiah, and it's verse 2. And it says, "In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it." That's Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2. So Isaiah looked with hopeful eyes to the day when faith would flourish and there would be times of real praying. The nations will rush to it. They will pray. And those would be times in which our prayers would keep all spiritual interests busy and make increasing demands on God or his exhaustless treasures. So persistent prayer never hesitates or grows weary. It is never discouraged. It never yields to cowardice, but is lifted up and sustained by a hope that knows no despair and a faith that will not let go. Persistent prayer has patience to wait and strength to continue. It never prepares itself to quit praying, and it refuses to get up from its knees until an answer is received. So I believe that's a word for us today, that we would press forward. Maybe someone listening is considering giving up and praying, or praying for a particular situation or set of circumstances. Well, the word of God to you today is forward, forward march. Continue to pray. Continue to believe God. Don't believe your eyes. Believe the word of God, the promises of God concerning whatever it is that you're praying about. Because our eyes will deceive us at times. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And faith is the evidence of things. It's the substance of things hoped for, and it's the evidence of things not seen. Not seen, meaning not seen by the natural eye. But it's the substance of faith that operates while we're not seeing with the eye. Quickly, let me give you a quick anecdotal story. There was a lady who came to know the Lord. She was married, and her husband was an alcoholic. And so, of course, she loves her husband and wants to, him to be saved as well, to come to know the Lord. And she began to pray for him persistently. And the more she prayed, the more he drank. And that was, of course, to the average person, that is unsettling, because you're thinking, well, why isn't my prayers working? Well, lo and behold, God received the glory. The Holy Spirit was able to bring him to the Lord eventually. However, he was asked, meaning the husband, well, why was he drinking more and more and more? Why was he getting worse while she was praying for him? You know what he said? He said, it's because the Holy Spirit was convicting me, pulling me. So while she was praying, and it looked like it was getting worse, it really was the Lord, through his Spirit, working deeply on her husband's case. So there are huge lessons there for us. It's a good thing that she never stopped praying, because her eyes were seeing things that could be termed discouraging. So she just kept being persistent. Now, do you see the truth there and how it works? It doesn't work according to what we think. It works according to his word and his promises. So that lady today has the pleasure of walking together with her husband, following the Lord, because she was persistent in prayer. And that is the direction in these last days, in which we are in the last days. We've been in the last days for over 2,000 years now. A day is one day with the Lord, and it's also 1,000 years with the Lord. 1,000 years is just one day. God has all the time in the world, so the thing we do is just humbly follow. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, do you have a praise report or a prayer request? We are up for that right now at this phase, and we have some people that we will name before the Lord for healing in whatever ways that God would prescribe that. We want to pray also for the maturity of the babies in Christ in our midst. There are people who are undeveloped yet. They are being developed by the Holy Spirit, and we want to see them grow in strength and in power and be able to walk like you or I can walk and do walk. So, but it takes nurture, it takes oversight, prayer covering, and all of those things, so that they begin to walk uprightly and their feet make straight paths for the Lord. So those are some of the things right at the top of our list that we pray for. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, now is a good time to give it. And faith is what drives what we do. So hopefully your faith is activated and it's hot. It's on fire, so that you're not constrained to be quiet about what God wants you to very well sound some noise about, either as a prayers report or a prayer request. So make some noise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a scripture in I don't recall where it is right now, that speaks of God's command of his people to gather, and every man was required, every person that would show up was required to bring something. And emphatically, I will find that and have it for you tomorrow. But he was emphatic that none should come with an empty hand. And God takes care of business. And so when we meet with him, we have to prepare, or should be prepared, to engage in commerce, if you will, the commerce of heaven, which is praise and glory to the Lord. All the angels around his throne are singing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord." They're not quiet. They're praising him because they see his glory. Their hearts are hot with praise. And so today, I'm going to lead us into his courtroom, where the angels are alert and are singing the anthem of heaven. "Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." So we thank you, Father, today on this Tuesday morning. We come with praise. We come with thanksgiving because you are the only wise God. You are the God above every other want-to-be and pretending God. There's no other God. You're the maker of all things. You're the creator of all reality. And you've counted us of significance to you, that you would cause us to be part of all of that. And on this day, we pray that you would quicken us anew and afresh. We declare that what we had on yesterday is not enough for today. Yesterday is dead and gone, and we are glorying now in today's new mercies. We're praising you and thanking you for releasing to us again more opportunity to praise you, to lift up your name, and to stand in your presence. And even as we come into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving, we pray today and do beseech you and ask for your forgiveness for where we've come up short, where we've missed the mark, where we went cold on the trail of following you, and maybe even lost our way. So we ask you today to help us, strengthen us, even as we bow humbly before you, knowing that we cannot pick ourselves up, but it takes you in your grace and mercy, your great love, to pick us up. Help us to stand today on our feet with the strength that comes from you. We ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cause us to be covered and enrobed with the righteousness of your Son. Help us today as we look to you, strengthen our faith where it's weak. Strengthen our resolve where it's fading. Renew our hope where hopelessness is seeping in. Cause us to persevere, press in. Cause us to be persistent in our prayers, in our requests, in our call out to you. On this day, in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we bless your holy name. Amen and amen. Welcome to all of you, and if you've been absent from our prayer adventures for any period of time, well, we want you to know that we welcome you back to us, and we trust that God was keeping you in his good graces, that you were strengthened and stronger than when we communed the last time. So welcome back. And if you're dialing in for the first time, we want you to know that you're more than welcome, and you're operating in the will of God. And that's important for us on a daily basis. To begin our day like this is an awesome privilege. Well, I want to pray for a couple of people by name that are right now in the hospital. And we want God to touch them. We want him to touch them in a trifold manner, not just their bodies, but their spirit, their soul, and their bodies. We want them to receive God's touch in ways that we can only pray for. We can't even imagine how many ways God has in touching them. But wholeness is the key. Wholeness. And God brings life, life to our lives in a way that works. So I'd like to pray for Bertram Prescott. He's a friend of mine for tons of years, and we went to see him on Sunday. He's been hospitalized for some time, very deeply ill. Then there's Chris Powers, and I saw him on last week, I believe, or the week before, and he's in the hospital, just went there within the last day and a half or two. And we want to pray for his wholeness as well. Father, we lift up Bertram, and we lift up Chris. They're right now under your divine supernatural mercy and care in a special way. They both have teams of personnel that you have wired from before the foundation of the earth to administer healing and care for those that would be ill on earth. And Father, today they are functioning and they're leading and caring for Bertram and for Chris. And we pray right now, Lord, that your healing virtue would touch them both from the crown of the head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, that divine supernatural life would enter their spirit man, enter their souls, enter their bodies, to make them whole. Father, on their behalf, we are crying out to you for grace and for mercy. Your tender mercies are awesome. And just that would make their lives better. Their spirit man is quickened, their souls begin to rejoice, and their bodies begin to respond to health. So we thank you in the name of Jesus. Let the glow of heaven radiate upon and from them in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for anyone else that is out there that is listening, that may be ill, or they're knowing someone that is ill right now that needs strength. We even remember those of our church family that are needing strength right now in their inner man and in the bodies. We're thinking of Michelle, we're thinking of Mother Bullock, we're thinking of Pauline, many, many others, Michael, Deacon Michael, and others that we may not recall at this moment or even be aware of, but we speak their names in faith that you would bless them with deliverance. We send upon the waves of faith that are emanating from our prayer team today, we send the decree and words of healing and health in Jesus' name, strength right now to quicken them in a mighty way for your glory and for your glory alone. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. And we're looking for the great testimonies that are yet to come forth because of your actions and your mercy. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Once again, your lines are open. And if you have a prayer request, amen. Amen.
Amen.
If you have a request, let us know, or a prayer request. Thank you all for being with us today. It strengthens my faith. Hallelujah. And I trust it strengthens. Amen. Amen. Sounds like my sister-in-law there out of the Carolinas. All right. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Welcome. Hallelujah. I'm doing fine, and your sister is doing fine. And she's on, so she's hearing you. How
well,
are you? You doing well?
Prayer request this morning for our family.
Yeah. Tell us.
The Blake family in Virginia.
Okay.
Which is my grandson, Arian, his father, and stepmother. They lost their son over the weekend. He would have been 3 next month. He passed away on Sunday morning.
So boy, I'm feeling
I'm asking
pain at
prayer
that.
For Aaron, Joy, Darian. The son name was Shane. He passed away
All
early
right.
Sunday morning. He would have been
now,
3
what?
Next month.
Okay.
Do you remember Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
I do.
He had a young son who would have been 3 next month.
Okay,
passed
what
away
is the
early
name? Okay,
Sunday
what is
morning.
The name of the son that passed?
Shane. S-H-A-N-E. Shane Blake.
Okay. All right. I can't imagine what the level of pain is and the, I would say, confusion of mind and spirit that comes to parents that lose a child. I can't imagine that. So all I know, that must be horrific and shocking for them. So we'll pray for Aaron, Joy, and Darian that God would send his peace, a peace truly that passes all understanding. They won't be able to understand why they are not totally coming apart, but God will hold them together and keep them in a peace that they truly cannot understand. In their minds, they would be thinking, how am I going through this? I should be going out of my mind. I should be losing it all. But they are not, because God is comforting them. So we pray right now for God's intervention in this situation, in the Blake family. Father, we thank you that you have a place to which we can go, all of us, with our troubles, with our attempt to maintain our sanity and our peace, even as the waves of trouble hits our shores. And we thank you, Lord, that we can represent today the Blake family, who are obviously devastated by the passing of their young relative, their young son. And it's one of those things that you don't know, you ask questions, you're not sure what's going on, don't have answers. Well, we pray that this set of circumstances would produce answers for the Blake family, for Aaron, for Joy, for Darian. As you receive the spirit of Shane, we know at that age that he is with you. He was not with us long enough to be spoiled and polluted, so that he has to confess his sins. He's just a little child. And you said, suffer the little children to come to me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Well, we thank you, Lord, that he's in heaven with you. We're confident of that. Nevertheless, he has people that cared and love him and will miss him and are missing him even now, cannot believe what has happened. Father, we speak on their behalf, and we ask that you would give them peace. Give them the extra and the reserves that they need right now in spirit, soul, and body to keep it together, even as they must go about the difficult tasks of saying goodbye to Shane. But Father, even as they look for peace and reach with questions, that your Holy Spirit would minister to them in a mighty way, so that there's a testimony of your goodness, of your grace. That's why we call upon you, because our help comes from you. It comes from the mountains, from the heavenly mountains. And we thank you today. Bless them, Lord, in a mighty, mighty way. Cause them to just believe on you the more, and know that you have only good thoughts concerning them for a good end. Help them, Lord, even as they struggle to understand. Help them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the testimony
that there is
behind what appears to be a dark cloud, a silver lining.
Hallelujah.
That we must see and will see.
Hallelujah. Thank
you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Bless Aaron. Bless Joy. Bless Darian. Bless the Blake family. In Jesus' name.
Glory to your name.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you so much, Linda, for giving us and sharing with us what's going on in the family there. Thank you. And God is in charge. It's times like these when we are so extremely happy that we have some place that we can go and rest our burdens, our cares, make our petitions, make our requests known. And that's to the Lord. We don't understand, and things and incidences and circumstances such as we've just prayed for are mind-boggling. And we never get used to someone departing from us or departing from this life that we care about. We never get used to that, young or old. And so we thank God for that prayer request, and that we together, collectively, can stand before the Lord with that one. So we thank you. Thank you.
And I thank
anyone
you
else?
For your prayer. May God bless you all and continue the good work.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know you're always welcome. Anyone else has a prayer request? that or a praise report that you would like to share with us. And as you see, you can stand in the gap for someone. It doesn't have to be something personal. We must stand in the gap. To us is given the ministry of reconciliation. That is, to reconcile something is what you do when you look at your bank account and you know you've written checks and you're looking at the amount of checks, the dollar amount, and you're looking at the remaining balance, if any, in your account. And you're making sure that it adds up to the penny. Well, we've been given a ministry because of our, and by virtue of our salvation, that empowers us to make sure things come out in balance in our lives and in the lives of other people. So it's like, if we don't check those things and look and see what God may be wanting us to reconcile, it's like having a bank account and not paying attention to it. That's what it is. Now, you would call that careless. Well, that's what it is. So let us begin to operate, as you've just heard someone do, in the ministry of reconciliation. Always go to the courtroom of the Lord, never empty-handed.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Sounds
good
like
morning,
Sister Christine.
Yes,
amen.
Pastor, God bless everyone on the line. Thank God for this day. I have a prayer request for a young man by the name of Keith. He accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. He took the altar call on, I think it was last week, Sunday.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Jennifer's son. And I would like to lift him up in prayer. He is, I think, autistic. And
yes.
I would like to lift him up in prayer that God would keep him and God will give him the understanding that when his mom reads the word to him, that he will understand.
Mm-hmm.
And that in his own way, God would give him the sense of salvation and of surrendering his all to God. His name is
Amen.
Keith.
Amen. So we pray for Keith. And, you know, your body can go through changes that your spirit doesn't. He may be autistic as such. However, his spirit is whole in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the powerful, awesome name of the Lord, his spirit is whole. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the fact that we are learning so many things about you, and our understanding is being challenged and expanded as to how you move and how you feel and care about each being, each human being, no matter what the physical challenges are, is of extreme value to you. There is no one that is without value. No one is junk. Everyone is treasured by you. Even though when we don't understand it or don't understand them. But we know that their spirit, first, soul, second, and third, body. They're a three-part person. And while their bodies may be rebelling against them, their spirit man is produced and made by you to live forever. Father, we represent Keith before you right now. We thank you for his parents. Thank you for his mother who loves you and knows the Lord and sees to it that he sits under the sound of the word. And Father, we praise you because he's taking it in and he's acting on behalf of what he has heard. And he is lifting his hands heavenward. We thank you for the work that you have ongoing in his heart, in his inner man. We thank you that he's being made whole from the inside out in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless him with growth and spiritual development. Continue, Lord, before our eyes to have us see your changing and transforming power at work, your power to restore, your power to make whole, in the name of Jesus. So we ask for your outpouring and downpouring and your showers of blessing upon Keith. Amaze the adversary. Amaze us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're showing. In Jesus' name,
yes, Lord.
We pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
there
Lord.
Is someone.
Hallelujah.
There is someone. May not be on with us live, but may even be listening to our stream later. But they're being overcome by satanic and demonic conspiracies. Your mind is being affected by thoughts and broadcast, if you will, of thoughts from the satanic and demonic realm. Because of the fact that there's confusion set against you. And we're just in a slight bit of overtime here. We're about 60 seconds away from our official ending time, but we must pray this because there's one or more persons that are experiencing satanic and demonic conspiracies through the agency of humans, that humans are conspiring against yourself, your life, your circumstances. So I'm going to ask you to follow us in this prayer. Make it personal, very personal. So we'll pray in the first person singular. Okay. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come, not in our own names, but I come in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come. And Father, for the person or persons that is experiencing the conspiracy against them, we stand with them right now as they pray with us this prayer. I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy against my life. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let those gathered against me be scattered. Send out your lightning, O Lord, and scatter the enemy. Destroy, O God, and divide their tongues, according to Psalm 55:9. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against me. I overcome every strategy of hell against my life. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought into the light. I receive the plans of God for my life, thoughts of peace and not evil, to bring me to an expected end. I am delivered from every satanic trap and plot against my life. I release the whirlwind to scatter those who would conspire against me. Let those who devise my hurt be turned back and brought to confusion on this day. Let the nets they have hid catch themselves and into that very destruction. Let them fall. I bind and rebuke every spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah in the name of Jesus, according to Nehemiah chapter 6 and verse 1 through 6. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, according to your word, Psalm 64 and 2. Now, believer, take courage in that prayer. Okay, it's not unusual for the enemy to conspire against us corporately and individually. However, we are also equipped to take authority, amen, over the forces of darkness. Turn them around. God's Spirit will add confusion to their existence so that they will be scattered seven ways. In the name of Jesus. And whatever traps and nets they put out and set for you or for us, they fall into it. Hallelujah. It's the kind of God we serve. So I just wanted to speak into someone's life and to encourage us, even as we engage the adversary from second to second, from hour to hour, throughout this entire victorious day that God has given you and I. So let me close with a benediction, if I might, for us, that would allow us to strengthen our courage in the name of Jesus. And the benediction comes from Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 and 21, and it says, "Now the peace of God that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well." Well, I want to bid you peace in the name of the Lord on this day. God bless you. Walk with the King. We see you tomorrow morning.
God bless you.
Looking forward to being with
you. God bless everyone. Walk with the King.
Amen.
Pastor Gregory.
Yes.
Pastor Gregory. Can I call you afterwards?
Sure.
Because that word is for me, but I need to speak to you.
Okay, well, you have my number, right?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
You have mine.
Okay. Let me do this.
I didn't want to hold the line, so that's why. But that word is mine. The word you just gave.
Okay. Let me just check to make sure I have it. I should, but let me I'm looking in my smartphone. Okay, hold tight. I have it. I don't want you to give your number right over the
okay
broadcast. But I'll call
you.
Yeah. Okay, I have
you. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
Thanks.
time I see you, it's still there. It's still there. It hasn't gone. It hasn't faded. I don't know. I don't know what your mom may have looked like, your features and all of that. I don't know how close you are in looks to her. Thank you.